This is KWAI Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
You know my heart goes crazy when your tender lips touch mine. Let's explore our love under candlelight and wine. We'll leave the world behind, baby.
Girl, do you believe
in the miracle of love?
Won't you try and see?
I'm the one you're dreaming of.
Baby, close your eyes.
Let's
Okay, good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Another beautiful day. And just can't say what a... It's lovely. Again, as I always brag about this view out here, looking out over the Poly, or looking up at the Poly, I should say. And as I promised last week, because of a slight delay in getting responses and what have you, we were going to be talking about the Waianae Coast area, the neighborhood boards, and some of the activities involving different companies, different individuals, neighborhood board members, city council, Berg's activities, his office and his people. And hopefully, I'm hoping that this become as heated as it should become, because so quietly has it lain dormant these activities. You know, there's, you've heard us talk about environmental justice being projected on, injustices being projected on a community of color, of low income, and what have you. And there's concerns that the Waianae Coast gets the brunt of this injustice, of this environmental injustice, or don't get their fair share of the tax revenues, the dispersion. So putting the blame where it's supposed to be, we look at all aspects. Yes, there are companies that manipulate the communities, but then there are members in the community that afford themselves or lend themselves to be used, and maybe knowingly or unknowingly. But at the end of the day, the consequences are just as great and just as impactful in that you have things in complete disarray. You have poor traffic. You have all the things that you can imagine that where in other communities are not. You have the landfills, and then you have the threats of new landfills, and just on and on and on. So I've taken a look at this, and thanks to many of the community people out there in that area of Waianae who struggle to make things better and to continue to do that. And so we're going to be pointing out a number of things, and I've asked Mr. Kimo James Kimo Kealii to come on the show. He's the chairperson for Mr. Tom Berg, Councilman Tom Berg, and to date, I'm told that he was busy mourning unfortunate active problems or someone death in his Hanai family or something. But I'm privy to a number of emails that he's been quite active. But so I don't know. It's contradictory what I was told, but I've also invited Ms. Lucy Gay, who is one of the elders that works out there in the Waianae community. And I've I'm reaching out. And so if it gets heated, we'll be civil, but I'm just going to speak factually. And those that have, you know, are sensitive to what we're saying, just remember, I'm only going to speak the truth. And if it hurts, then you know, go get you some lawyers and a doctor, because it's going to be factual. It's going to be true, and I'll just let you know that right now. That's the disclaimer. So if you take it personal, this is about government and about people and people being free from abuse by individuals. And anyway, good morning, Lucy. You're there, and thank you for joining me. Hello. I lost her. Well, technicalities here. I heard her there. But anyway, now, there's many of things. Let's start with the, on the Waianae Coast. Let's start with the tropic land situation. Now, you know that tropic land was a light industrial project proposed out there by a number of individuals. And what happened is that certain members in the community out there availed themselves to this company, Tropic Lands. Now, if you're aware of the Sunshine Act and you're aware of the situation where individuals serve on neighborhood boards, they are doing that as a voluntary position and presumably in an advisory role. But what we were able to get is documents and a couple hundred emails that have been shared with us that gives us a complete insight into the activities of what goes on. And you heard about recently in the news the purple spot, the blue spot. And what happens is that in the situation, the Tropic Landfill LLC, Tropic Land LLC wanted to build this facility, and they went before the neighborhood board, and we were able to obtain actual resolution, a resolution that was signed and approved by the Nanakuli Neighborhood Board. And I'll just give you an idea. In all nine or all members, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, in this situation, instance, actually signed it. One was a little delinquent in signing it, but this is the resolution. Supporting the development and concept of the proposed Nanakuli Community Base Yard project, a light industrial park in Lu'ulu'ule Valley. Now, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. This is Alice Greenwood. I'm just kind of listening in.
Okay. Oh, I lost you there. Anyway, the resolution supporting the development and concept of the proposed Nanakuli Community Base Yard. This is the resolution. Whereas a new 96-acre light industrial park is being proposed for development on a portion of TMK 87-92 in Lu'ulu'ule Valley, Nanakuli. And I'm just going to read a couple of these whereases. Whereas the industrial park project will be a center for many new employment in the construction trades, automotive repair, trucking, warehousing, and other light industrial and blah, blah. Whereas the industrial park project is being planned to include an incubator facility for new or developing business in the Leeward Coast. And just another one, whereas the Planning and Zoning Committee has received, and there's a lot more, received an informational booklet describing the project. This is what we've learned, and this is why I want to share this with you, the listener. This resolution was written, we're told, I've queried a number of the neighborhood board members that signed this, that they didn't author this document. They only signed it. It was authored by, this is the claims that was provided to me and the information that I got from some of the neighborhood board members, former and current, that they signed this and did not write it, did not help formulate it, did not compose it or do anything. It was handed to them. That is not what a neighborhood board is supposed to do. But to go further, in doing this, the individuals lent themselves, some of the individuals lent themselves to activities, and I'm going to be more specific later, into activities that were, they were serving as agents, volunteering to serve as agents of the developer, while I don't find any filings of conflict of interest. I don't find any one recusing themselves and on these votes. So, in other words, there were activities where they would meet with the developer at restaurants. And under the rules, you cannot, of the Sunshine Act, two members cannot participate in conversation on matters that is before the board, and I'm paraphrasing, before the board or will be going before the board or have gone before. You can't do it. But in this case, they did. And so what is going on with this activity? How does people lend themselves to that? You have factions within the neighborhood board. And so here's one from a letter from Kahu Victor Allen Keela. Now, I've spoken with the pastor. He's and he confirmed that I have a letter here that's July 21, 2008, dated, and it's a support of Tropicland LLC proposed light industrial project. And it's to Aloha Chair Teruya. This is back in 2008. As you know, I was on a religious mission in Jamaica and have recently returned home. Being away, I was unable to attend the Nanakuli Miley Neighborhood Board 36 regular meeting on July 15, 2008. I understand that Tropic Land and LLC did a presentation to the full board, and the board introduced a resolution, and an exhibit agreement was supported unanimously of the vote of 8A and zero opposition. So basically what he's saying, he's signing a letter saying now that though he was absent, he is writing this letter. But the truth of the matter is, as the good pastors inform me, he didn't write this letter. He did not write this letter. He did not compose this letter. This letter was composed by the developer's representative and handed to him. So now we move slightly forward with this. So you have this kind of activity. So you have neighborhood board members signing on things that they didn't produce, that they didn't author, that they don't know really the details of it. And they're passing it. So then it moves to the city council, and the city council, same corrupt, because they voted against it at one time, and then in a couple of days later changed their mind. So the politics, and this is what's causing, is when you drive through Nanakuli and you see all the woes or the problems that exist there, or in Waianae on the coast, you can say to yourselves, it's not all about racial injustice. It's not all about environmental injustice. It's about some of those internally in the community, elements in the community are inflicting these injuries and availing themselves to inflict the injury on the other community members. That's what's happening. That's why you see the landfills. There has to be a pathway or something, a clear path made so that the developer can come in and have their way. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question? Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question? Anyway, we're having a playing phone tag, and either they want to talk or impatient or whatever, so we'll take it as it comes. Okay. Anyway, we're trying to fix up the phones here. You take that situation, and if you have something to say, please don't hesitate, call, but it is a distraction when you just call in and sit there and hang up. And so anyway, so you take that situation, and you overlay that, and you expand it a number of times. And you say this individual and this individual. So you see that the resolution that was written was passed, but they didn't write it. Here's a letter from the pastor that he didn't write, but it was accepted, and they used that in the testimony to advance their cause and to get what they wanted. So now I did write... there is Mr. Kimo Kealii, and again, if you're listening, Mr. Kealii, or your family members, please don't hesitate to call or give you an open form. If you're still busy, I do apologize, but there are things I have to get the show on the road, so to speak. And what I did, I wrote questions and to Mr. Kealii more than a week ago. And just telling him I'm preparing for my radio show, and where I will be discussing Nanakuli Maile Neighborhood Board members, and specifically your involvement with the Tropic Land petition for an industrial park. Is there any truth to the following? These are just questions now. That Eric Yanagihara gave you Zippy coupons at $20 value each for the children and others who testified in support of the purple spot, which would benefit Tropic Land. Well, I didn't get any answers, but I talked to Pastor Kahu, and he confirmed that some of the members amongst the group did, in fact, get $20 gift certificates from Zippy's. They did, in fact, go down and testify. That was one, but I've got no answers back now, and I've attempted to call Eric Yanagihara with the Tropic Lands LLC. The second question, did And if he did give the tickets, what was the amount? Who was it paid to? And was it reported to the neighborhood board and when? Well, I've got no answers from Mr. Kalii or anyone else in the community, but what I was told that it was not by a couple of the neighborhood boards, that they had not seen any of this. So, again, Eric Yanagihara, this is still questioning and asking these questions. Reimburse you by check for expenses incurred for the testifiers that you personally recruited, fed, and transported for giving testimony in support of the Tropic Land before the full council in March. Well, while I don't have a document so that they paid a check, what I do have is an email from Mr. Yanagihara telling and confirming that he will, in fact, reimburse for the food and feeding the testimonies and also some of the covering the other expenses. So you have this company who supposedly is to come into the neighborhood board meeting, announce meetings that have notice, and give their comments and make their presentation so that all parties, both sides, and you see there's another element here, senior citizens or the kupuna that were involved out there that were in opposition to this program or this construction or this project. And they were simply treated, in other words, they had their lawyer, they had their testifiers, the kupuna and the seniors that were, and some of the citizens, they're not all elder people, but they were there. But the system it was rigged from day one. There are instances where they being the individuals on the neighborhood board that supported. This was emails from, for example, Mr. Ruya and those folks and others, Mr. Kalii, who was named in some of these emails, and Joe Lapalio, that they would meet at a restaurant. And in some instances, and especially one instance, where they met at the restaurant, but as Lapalio wanted to say, let's not have it in Waianae Coast, let's go to Kapolei. And basically, I guess, it was going to be discussing this matter and things that would be presented to the neighborhood board, but I guess they didn't want to be seen by others in the community that they were meeting and having sidebar meetings to render decisions and opinions and presentations and holding it from the public. Now, if you have that kind of activity, does this now you see why possibly if within the community you have elements that are willing to lend themselves to this behavior, could this not be one of the contributing factors to why we see certain things go on along the Waianae Coast, why we see certain types of businesses that no other community wants, landfills that no other community wants? So how do they find their way and get these things and place them in these communities? Is it the art of manipulating individuals? Are they bribing individuals? Well, I don't know if they're bribing, but in this letter now, and by the way, these questions, I have the answers, but it was sticking a hand out and asking from these people that were involved, such as Mr. Kalii and Ms. Teruya and Keavi and Ipolani and others on the neighborhood board. I sent these questions, and these questions come directly from emails that have been presented to me that speaks to the truth. And so I go on to ask, the Tropic Land and Eric Yanagihara provide you with confidential Ma'o Farm financial operational information intended for future testimony and public hearings. So Let me explain. I didn't get an answer. And by the way, I don't want to sound like a broken record. I didn't get any of these answers. He wouldn't respond to me and still won't respond. But the documents that I have show that Eric Yanagihara, the representative for Tropic Lands, in an email, they gathered the financial records and the tax records of Mao Farms, an entity that functions in that community and teaching children and raising organics, and it's a business and a nonprofit, I'm told. I don't know all the details. But in this process, they took this information and disseminated it amongst the willing individuals in the neighborhood board that were in opposition to the community. These neighborhood board members that wanted to serve the people at Tropic Lands. So what happens is that he gives them this email, and it talks about Mao Farms. And it goes and tries to dig up the dirt. So this company looks at another entity that's functioning and serving the community and try and, mar their position or taint their image to distract from their status or standing in the community so that they can use it in their testimony. So here, after providing this information, here's what the email says. Subject, confidential, and this is from Yanagihara, only for internal review and information by the recipients of this email. Well, Mao Farms financial and operational information. Well, Aloha Kimo, Roberta, Patty, and Keavi. Kimo Kelii, and there's Roberta, I'm told, is his aunt, who's a member of the neighborhood board at large at Guayanai, and Miss Patty Teruya, and then Keavi, who's the son of, or Hanai's son, I don't know the real legal status of this, but is related. And Keavi now is on the agriculture board committee under the neighborhood board. So here, clearly, a company, and here's Tom Inamoto, Mike, and the others, and Landworks. So this is sent out, and it has all a great bit of the financials. And listen to this statement. Now, this is what they're – please let me know if you have any questions or need further clarification. I will be working on a more definitive financial analysis and operational spread comparative analysis. It will be important to present – and clarify this information in future testimonies, public hearings, as we move forward. Submitted by Eric Yanagihara. Now, that is violation of public trust in its worst form. Why would a company go and dig up, I won't call it dirt, just public information that is normally public, but you would have to go out of your way. But in this case, even if it was just public and was not a problem, and everybody is privy to it, it's the manner in which it was being used to hand it to individuals within the neighborhood board that then would use it, first of all, obtain this information in a process that in appearance violates the Sunshine Act. It's not open. These meetings weren't announced, the emails by communication, and the law talks specifically about these types of communications when you have more than one individual communicating with one another that is on the neighborhood board. So clearly, this company is using these individuals to advance its cause and disrupt the community. And while, beheading and cutting the hands off of the Mao Farms, that's going to advance their cause, the Tropic Lands. But why didn't, and this is a big question, if nothing's wrong with it, why would the Tropic Lands people give this information to the community members when they could walk in themselves and present this? They're the ones who is going to do and complete the analysis, the financial analysis. So why didn't they just walk in on an up and up with transparency and make their own presentation? Again, this is another example, a glaring example, of sometimes when we see these things in the community. It's not that someone from the outside came in and dumped and forced it on them. It's someone on the inside that basically have lent themselves to a process that deny transparency, democracy, and to look at and weigh the various elements that comes in with this and look to be able to say, but if you have someone manipulating members in the community, that's a problem. Most of them don't get it, believe it or not. The ones that are involved in this, they think there's nothing wrong. And let just give you some examples. Well, we know who's ratting us out. Well, who cares who's ratting you out? The discussion is about cheese. Who took the cheese? We don't care. We're looking for the cheese, folks. We're not looking for the rat who told us. Thank God the rat is coming along and is going to tell us who took it. But this is the mindset. Who told? Well, I know, and one of them even said, and I'm still, I just can't believe. One of them said that, oh, it was Patty Teruya, she set us up. Well, you can't, they didn't say, oh, it was Patty Teruya who took a gun and put to our heads or a knife and threatened us and threatened our lives if we didn't go along. No, they say that she set them up. And so, in other words, they've demonstrated that they have difficulty in saying no to the developer and will turn on its, the people in the community. And they can't say to this person or this supposedly monster, as they describe it, the reality is it's simple. You're willing and able to do these things. That's a long and short of it. If you didn't avail yourself, go home, tell them, don't talk to me, I want nothing to do with it. I don't want to be, the rules say that I shouldn't be having ex parte communications outside of the neighborhood board unless there's a notice so the public would have participation. I know these rules, so therefore I'm out of here, folks. See you later. But they didn't do that because you know why? They want something for themselves, you see. They want tidbits. They don't want the whole wheel of cheese. They just want a couple slices for themselves, so to speak. And that is what's happening. So a few people get a few slices and the whole village starves or die of cancer or die of asthma or die of diabetes of bad environmental conditions. You decide, pick any of those and you'll understand where I'm coming from. So, still yet no answers to these questions. And by the way, I'm told that Mr. Kaylee is going to get a lawyer and what have you. And I don't know what he's going to do. But I'm going to share with you some other emails that generated by this gentleman. And we're going to contain it in public interest issues. I don't talk about his personal life or anything like this. This is strictly from documents he's written and documents that I've received. And so let me just give you, I ask in that email, had he made any promises to anything? And so I said in this letter, Arya Nagahara routinely communicated with you and other members of the Nanakuli Neighborhood Board via private emails and phone calls without formally notifying the public board. Now, some said, oh, no, that never happened. I don't know Mr. Kaylee's stand. I don't know where he comes on this one. But Tropicland paid for the chartered bus to transport testifiers that testified in favor of the Tropicland LLC before the council. Maps, and they made large maps or what have you. And these are the questions. Again, I remind you, I ask these questions from these emails that I already have, and pretty much, and some might say it's not fair of me to ask a question if I already have the answer. But remember, I'm trying to understand this process, so I can't jump to a conclusion that everything is above board, because, first of all, the law prohibits these sidebar discussions where two individuals on the same board participate in a deliberative are caucusing on these issues that go before the board, or may go before the board, or is before the board. So in response to the questions that I had asked, Tropicland and its representative, Eric, committed to funding yours and Kamaki Kanaheli future projects, including the agribusiness and agriculture program, Kahukila's church program, and the Nanakuli High and Intermediate Schools. You made a side agreement with Tropic Lands for the agribusiness and agriculture business, Kahukila's church program, and the Nanakuli High Intermediate. And then I sign off. I would appreciate your help in responding to my request for information. So I didn't get any specific answers if he had done anything for Mr. Kamaki Kanaheli and whatever. So, again, here's an email written by Mr. Kele'i. And I'm getting a dry mouth here, but we'll struggle through it. Consequently, Roberta and I need to also revisit other community agreements made aside from the neighborhood board's unilateral agreement. What do you mean by this? If the neighborhood board has a unilateral agreement, what on earth are you having to go and have a sidebar to discuss another unilateral agreement? So there's two unilateral agreements? I don't know. But to go on to say, which I believe included the agribusiness and agriculture program, Kahukila's church program. And by the way, my mother and sisters, along with their children's testimonies and presence at all the city hearings, represent Kahukila's commitment as they are members of his church group. Now, I spoke with Kahukila, and again, he's a pastor, he's a good man. When I spoke to him, he was very forthright in coming and had no reason to, as you know, I asked that question of Mr. Kele'i, but I never got any answers. But again, my policy is if I ask a question, 99.9% of the times I have the answer in writing, but it's about the human spirit. I'm just trying to see if it's solid, rigid, flexible, pliable, bendable, or that someone can come along and shape it the way they want to. So that's why I do that. Maybe dirty, tricky, but it's okay. At the end of the day, I live with myself, and I'm looking for the truth. This situation, Kahukila acknowledged that, yes, like some other facilities in Camel Industrial Park, they have set aside some land for a church or something of sort, and he had the desire to put an interest in a similar situation. Is that fair to the broader community, the population, for individuals to get involved with the developer who's proposing something, avail themselves to this developer, and then proceed to have sidebar discussions? I'll call them secret, by the way, because if you're telling in emails that, well, let's not meet in Waianae, let's meet in Kapolei, well, okay, then it didn't say because I'm coming through traffic or I'm going to be there, my car's broken down and I'm going to have it fixed that day. No justification. So I'm drawing my own conclusion because it's consistent with what has developed with this Tropic Land situation. Now, regarding that church, he confirms it. Kahukila confirms it. And finally, the education component with the Nanakuli High Intermediate Schools Career Technology Education, quote, program, which I believe could be the profit-making piece for the developer in terms of funding commitments promised to me and Kamaki per this endeavor from the various Hawaiian trust organization and entities. Now, again, if I'm wrong, give me a call, 524-1080. I want to know if I'm a person sitting here drawing my own conclusions. Is it wrong for an individual to serve on a neighborhood board voluntarily for the benefit of the community and yet participate in sidebar community meetings. Only certain people on the party, on the board, can attend. Then they make their decisions, and the developer feeds them information and tricks and tactics or whatever, and recruit them to testify. So somehow, we don't know what the real commitment of the people that goes in testifying. If in fact they're being recruited, if they're in fact being children and what have you. And in one of the emails, and it's sad, and this is what happens. This is how they gain the foothold in these communities, the developer. And by the way, when I say the developer, the city and county of Honolulu does it also. The city and county of Honolulu council members do the same thing. The state representative do the same thing. It's about putting the hand up the back of individuals in the community and using them and promising them certain things. And by the way, imagine now, if they resort to this type of tactic and in recruiting and incorporating people like this in this process, imagine what happened. Can you trust them to deliver what they have promised you? So while you're sitting there and participating in these meetings and you're recruiting children and you're putting them on the bus and you're running down there and you're testifying and you're meeting in restaurants undercover and what have you, do you think that these people, the developer, is going to follow through when he has you compromised? When you go to collect your cheese, they're going to tell you, we're out of cheese. Or you didn't understand. We didn't really promise you any cheese. What's that individual going to do? Go and complain? To whom? Well, I'd like to file a complaint with the Ethics Commission or the Better Business Bureau or someone, because, you see, on many occasions we sat and went to restaurants and was fed, and we were put on buses and we recruited children, and we were promised to get a church and we were promised to get this and they were going to fund this, and they didn't do it. Do you think this individual is going to have the mindset, or I guess I don't know if it would be insanity, because you then would be confessing that you violated the law. So imagine you invest trust in these individuals who bring you in, give you the sucker punch. You go out and fight members in your own community, even relatives in their own community, fighting. Because there is a suggestion or an interpretation, an understanding somewhat, that someone is going to get something out of this communication. Someone is going to get something, one of them. And if they renege on it, they being the developer, where do you stand? You have nowhere to turn. Nowhere. Because the agreement is not binding. And if they are, I would say it borderlines conspiracy, because if you're operating as a neighborhood board member, you shouldn't be committing these types of activities unknowingly. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Good morning, Carol.
Yes, good morning.
This is Alice Greenwood. You know, I want to bring up something that really stunned me, because I talked to Kimo Kili'i talked about the concerned elders and also spoke about Mau Farms.
Mm-hmm.
I attended February 21st meeting, neighborhood board meeting, and in there he told Tom Bird, you know, that the concerned elders, and they named names, Lucy Gay, Marty Thompson, because I was there, he didn't mention my name, but he mentioned the concerned elders need anger management,
mm-hmm.
especially they're stressed over from what had happened at the Why Not Sustainable Plan.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked because I went there for another reason. And I stood up and I said, yes, I take full and all responsibility for concerned elders. You know, where does he get off saying that we need anger management? There was no, when I went to the meeting 2 weeks, I asked everyone, they said, oh, no, there's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did our thing. We did the best that we could. We testified. We all followed the directions that we needed to follow. But there's no one there that's angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was shocked also for him in the neighborhood board meeting under the title that he sits, mentions about Ma'o Farms and the financial problems they're having.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys sit there and they represent the community.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they turn around and slander people that's trying their best to voice their justice, their views, their integrity.
Mm-hmm.
About their concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, I was really shocked when he turned around and he says, you know, all you people that live in Makaha and Waianae have always dumping your trash over here in Nanakuli. We got to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, in hearing all of this, what you have said, this is just going too far.
Mm-hmm.
Too far.
Now,
talk about justice. What's the idea of all of this?
Yeah, well, one of the things I'd point out is that he's also, he being Mr. Kelii, is the campaign manager for Mr. Tom Berg. And so if any of you go away thinking, well, this is more of the same old thing with Eric Ryan. No, this is a separate situation. It's just that there was so much fruit, low-hanging fruit, by the way, that anybody could have gathered this information. Anyone. And it's out there. And you know what's really painful, and I'm not playing to you, but what I will say is that he refers to the elder as clowns. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not familiar with that, but like I said, when I sat in the board meeting to hear things like this, you know, that we need agri management, that we have problems only because we had lost. No, we didn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't lose anything. We voiced it our opinion. We voiced just what we wanted. It
mm-hmm.
was never a matter of win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
It was for our community, and that's what we went on that principle.
Mm-hmm. And you spent an exorbitant amount of time preparing, and you had an attorney, and you had people going in, and you guys met and studied and wrote. You meet, when I say you guys,
the
community
elders.
Concerned elders, and that is the painful part of this. That when I read these emails, and
turn around and say we need anger management.
Mm-hmm. It is really just unbelievable, right?
And worst of all, he holds a title mm-hmm. on the behalf of a community.
Mm-hmm.
Not one community, two communities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he turns around and talk about two other communities and saying they're throwing trash.
Mm-hmm. Well, is what will you folks in seeing all of this? What will you be doing about this?
Well, we're going to be having a meeting, and like I said, you know, to hear all, we're going to be having a meeting, and I'll tell you something. We need to turn around and do something
mm-hmm.
with not only Kimo Kili'i, the neighborhood board.
Mm-hmm.
And the injustice of what they had done, and also with the city council.
Mm-hmm. And so you still have Mr. Berg, and not only is he just a neighborhood board member, not Berg, but Mr. Kelii. The others, he is a chairman of his reelection committee, right?
Yeah, he's the chairman of the for Tom Berg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of information, and I found, like when I go to the committee meetings,
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, how come Mr. Kelii and all the committee members know things that that us as public don't know.
And you're supposedly submitting your testimony to an unbiased and a body that is going to weigh the testimonies and incorporate that in the decision. But before I go and take a break and coming back to the second hour, here is an email from Mr. Kalii, James Kimo Kalii, neighborhood board member at Nanakuli and chairman of the Tom Berg Reelection Committee. He's writing to Bill Ewan, which is a lawyer for Tropic Lands, am I correct?
Yes, he is.
Nagahara, Eric Yanagahara, which is for Tropic Lands. Miss Cyril, and to Mrs. Teruya. And here is Mr. Kalii's remarks. And this was written on May 17, 2011, at 8:33 a.m. Sorry for not, Bill and Eric, aloha. Sorry for not responding to any of your email messages, but you could say that I was in total denial of outcome regarding the Nanakuli Community Bayshore Project. And that apparently was when they voted against it. It was rejected. So anyhow, I'm back in gear and ready to take on these clowns, parentheses, concerned elders of Waianae, comma, Mao Farms, etc., again. Now, he's representing that community, and yet he's referring to the elder as clowns. And then he signs off, very Hawaiiana, and signs on, aloha. And at the end, it's mahalo, and mahalo nui loa. Right?
You know, that really hurts my heart, because the idea that... we're the concerned elders of Waianae. It's mm-hmm. about the kupuna, mm-hmm. and it's about our views, mm-hmm. and it's about individual putting their trust mm-hmm. into a system, into in the belief that everybody is going to be doing the right thing. We put mm-hmm. you, we turn around, there's a justice, so-called justice system to vote. People put you into that position. And yet you turn around, you're not screwing only the concerned elders, but every single member that's inside that community.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, we're going to take a break.
And you know what? We mm-hmm. are going to do something about this.
Well, if you'd like to join in the next hour, you can call back, but we're going to take a break. But just in closing here for this hour, I like the other idea, Joy's Way from Waianae. There's a Kapolei Chinese restaurant across the theaters from Asazio's. So they're concealing these meetings. Anyway, I'll be back shortly, and if you are interested, 524-1080, go to carol@carolcox.com. It will be up there, and I'm still reaching out for Mr. Kalii or Mr. Berg or any other individual that wishes to talk about this matter.
For the second half of the Carol Cox Show, right after the news on KWAI Honolulu, K108. Time for the Carol Cox Show on K108, heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you have questions for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080.
Okay, welcome back to the second half of the Carol Cox Show. Sitting here again, we're talking about Nanakuli environmental justice, or the perception of environmental injustice, and how we inflict injury on ourselves in these communities. Sometimes it's not the big bad wolf that is snatching our children. It could be our own relatives or any person. So we need to be cognizant of that. We need to watch these things, be smarter. And your first defense is a strong community, a community that is bonded with sincerity and care for everyone, not special interests.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cox.
Yes, if you could hold on, please.
Thank you.
And who's calling?
This is Roblin Brown from Waianae.
Okay. Go ahead. And you have a comment on the previous discussion?
I do have a comment on the discussion this morning. I want to thank you for bringing this to the forefront of the majority of the people of the Waianae Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Most people out here are not aware of what has taken place. Until something prevented me from going to the neighborhood board every single month,
mm-hmm,
here in Waianae, before and after the split, the community was not aware, and unfortunately, only Olelo made the community aware of the neighborhood board goings-on, but not behind the scenes. And I was very aware of the probability of corruption when three individuals that sat on the neighborhood board out here in Waianae insisted that Nana Cooley split from the Waianae board.
Mm-hmm.
All three of these people are involved with...
Who are they? We don't want to... I don't want to further the
point.
As long as it's factual and you're speaking specifically.
And Patty Trulia.
Okay.
I mean, they were the instigators of the break.
Mm-hmm.
In our perception, mm-hmm. I believe that there are others that were behind them in Nana Cooley, but I don't know this for a fact. But this was my feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Still is my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate so much you bringing these facts to the forefront and sharing them with those of us out here on the Waianae Coast.
Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, a great many of them, and I've read an email from Mr. Kaylee, who openly proclaims and say that it is Patty Trulia who is providing me with this information. And it's funny. Everyone that I call to follow up on these individual emails and their activities, the first thing they say, it's Patty Trulia who ratted us out. Well, how about you, if it is Patty Trulia that is bringing transparency to this, why don't you get off of your horse that is lame and join in with her? You're supposedly doing it for the community. Don't worry about who told me. It's what you're going to tell me. That's what you understand. And that's what I'm looking for. But you don't have to hang up yet. I was going to follow up with, and you might want to have comment to this, but on May 12, 2011, at 11:35 a.m., email was written to Eric by Eric in Nagahara, and he says, "I'm following up on our recent discussion to a gentleman named Ali'i Tampos. I'm following up on a recent discussion attached, FYI, as a formal letter sent to the attorney for the concerned elders denying their entry onto the property. Tom requested that someone be available to check the property on the night that they were supposed to visit, Saturday, 5/14, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., to make sure that no one trespasses. Now, hold your coffee cup, because what happened is that all our development team has been disbanded. This is another email, and it talks about, so I thought I would write you, let you know that the concerned elders are asking to go on the property. Now, here's Kimo Kaili'i chimes in. Kimo Kaili'i now is currently the chairman of Tom Berg's campaign reelect committee, and he is a neighborhood board member. And here are his comments, or his statements. Here is at least one of them attributed to him. Aloha, Tom. This is to the developer. I can help to patrol the area that night, and if I see anyone on the property, what would you like me to do? Call you, provide your description of what I see for police to document so that you can call 911. Allow me to call 911 and then call you. I agree with you that in this time of transition, no one should be allowed on the property. Safety and liability issues. I will call you the night in question, sometimes between those hours, if it's okay with you. Mahalo nui, Loa." So, you follow that?
Oh, yes, I'm following it completely.
Now, this is a neighborhood board member, supposedly in an advisory role, and now he's called the elders clowns, and the elders are doing it in a professional manner, asking permission, and yet, guess what happened? He's offering to serve as watchdog. Or I don't know what kind of dog you would call it, or security. Well, I don't know.
I am not one of the Kupuna or members of this group that Lucy and Alice have begun. but I am a very concerned citizen of mm-hmm. the Waianae Coast. And I am probably the one that they are referring to as needs anger management
mm-hmm.
because I am the one that called out Tom Berg at the sustainable planning meeting
mm-hmm.
When we were informed that there was going to be a meeting at Holly Kapolei
mm-hmm.
and or Kapolei Holly
mm-hmm.
and I'm the one that called Tom Berg out as to what a total liar he is
mm-hmm.
and what a jerk he is. And I said it in front of the entire room full of people, and part of it even ended up on television. So I am probably the one, but I am extremely angry with Tom Berg because he has done this coast no favors. And if he is in Chemo's pocket or Chemo is in Tom's pocket, it doesn't make any difference to me. Mm-hmm. The corruption is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Got two other calls. I'll give them a
very
chance.
Very good.
Thank you.
Look forward to listening to them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question? Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Me off.
Hello? Are you there? Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Aloha.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, it's Tom Berg calling.
Good morning, Tom Berg. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing? I just think that, you know, when folks, want to call people jerks or corrupt or liars, you know, they're mm-hmm. entitled to their own statements, and they can formulate their own opinions. And I, mm-hmm. I actually will break bread with any of them and see that we can hopefully come to at least some terms of a better way for all of us
and
find that common ground, Carol.
Yeah.
But I wanted to
But if you're saying if you call a jerk, you your radar goes off. But if they call elders clowns and they work for you, aren't you equally moved or moved?
Well, that's what I want to address.
I'm glad
you brought that up. First of all, Mr. Chemo doesn't work for me. I had sought out fighters, and he had an issue with tropical land that was dividing the community, and I thought that, well, you know, that's your own personal issue that goes back years, I guess, and I was rather looking at if somebody wanted to join in any campaign effort, they could get aboard, whether they're from the elders group or if they're with Chemo's camp. They're
mm-hmm.
they're all welcome, and everybody can bring their differences of opinion. But I wouldn't applaud anybody name calling. But this is a very emotional issue, and with that said, more importantly, with the previous caller. Chemo doesn't work for me, but he is a party as a volunteer, wanting to assist efforts. But that's a volunteer position. But number two,
let's talk at slow speed with speed bumps here. Let's take a pause, okay? You're saying that, but he is affiliated with your election team. So let me ask you, rather than chasing the chickens all over the pasture in the farmyard, will you ask him to step down? Period. If you're bothered by the lady, the remarks about jerks and all of that, and mind you, let's assign and attach these other actions and activities that he's involved with, and he's representing you on behalf of your constituents. I'd like to hear you definitively say you're done with him. Or ask him to step down. Maybe you don't have to cater to me, but there's your chance right here to say to this audience.
To your audience, it was your words, but I'm not upset or at all offended by the previous caller's statements or comments or name calling about me. it doesn't rattle me at all, because she's entitled to her opinion, is what I called you to let you know. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, regarding chemo, I did go and vote against his sediments. I did vote against Tropic Land. I did vote against the Purple Spot. I did vote everything that one could. You don't seem to mention this on your radio program. You mentioned my name and connotations or affiliation with somehow purporting or let your listeners deduce or infer that there may be of impropriety. But, Carol, I'm the one guy on the council that said, chemo, you may or may not like my campaign. You may want to quit my campaign. You may want to join my campaign. But in any event, I don't really care who is of member or of party to any campaign. I'm going to vote what I believe is to be a just cause. And I took the following vote, and the vote stands on record, that I did not vote for Tropic Land. Mm-hmm. I did vote to keep the P2, the preservation land, intact. And that was my position. So any inference or, any kind of correlation that I would be someone saying he's in my pocket or pocket back or
forth. No, he's on your team. He's not in your pocket. He's on your team. He is a first line of contact in that community for Team Berg, for Tom Berg, who is a city councilman for that district. Let's not split hairs, because in the process of splitting hairs, you might cut through the scalp and then get brain damage. Let's not do that.
Okay.
Here's a problem.
Yeah.
While you're right, I didn't, and I was trying to contain it, but now that you raise that issue real quickly, and I'll have you come in and you can explain to that community, how is it that the Y&I Sustainable Communities Plan was nowhere on the radar in Carlisle's administration, and your man, Philman Lee, after meeting with Yanagihara and others, which, because if you got the Y&I Sustainable Communities Plan, moved forward and voted on and heard, that would benefit the Tropic Lands. So let me tell you, I came in on the Greyhound bus only because I want to see the country slowly. I can ride jets, too. I'm fast track, if you like. So don't talk in short spurts. I just told you. You know that, and I can read you the emails if you like. I have each one of them where your people gladly, not just Chemo Kill Lee. So anyway, but what would you do in this? I mean, forget the young lady, and if I think she probably would offer you an apology if it's necessary.
No, she doesn't need to apologize.
But in some of these emails, too, you know, you've been not so kind in your comments about certain people. So let's not, it's not about that. The real problem here is the community, and, you know, there's splinters, but the bigger picture, the elements of real concern, is that how a community is placated, circumspect. They come in, the community, wake up in the morning and there's a smokestack, or there's a hole in the ground, where there's more toxic chemicals or waste being dumped in that community. That's what this is about. This isn't about who called names, but when a person representing you, and I've alluded to this with Evelyn Souza to you, and in saying to you, maybe you want to at least sit him down and have a conversation with him. This is not just one instance. This is many, right?
Well, I think that anybody who wishes to rise up and join a camp to promote goodwill for a good candidate, whether or not they have baggage, the effort is that the candidacy of which they try to advance is on those merits alone. So, you know, what he did in 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11 in regards to tropical land, that's his own personhood and issues. Now, again, if I can say this, though, that if I meet with concerned elders for breakfast in Kapolei, I sure hope you don't give your listeners any sense that there's wrongdoing, because we didn't meet in Waianae and we didn't meet in Anakuli, but we met in Kapolei, rather, for breakfast. You know, there's nothing wrong with meeting everybody under each radar screen, plus up, down, minus, sideways. When people get together to talk story, they're trying to, as you say, when we have a splinters, we're trying to smooth things out for everyone and everyone's concerned. Well, I did meet Carol. Maybe you don't have emails on it.
Relax,
Tom. I did meet with folks on the concerned elder side. That doesn't mean that I'm in cahoots with anybody.
Tom. So that I don't end up having something that people can use, or let's just be careful in how you talk. You've taken some great liberties here. That was specific statements. Didn't imply or infer. It didn't even mention anything about Tom Berg. This was Joe Lapalillo who said, let's meet in Kapolei. So let's be specifics and let's not cloud the issue. I'm very specific as to what I'm speaking about because I live it and eat it. And I don't want to be a campaign manager and I don't want to be a candidate. So
right.
if you listen to me, it's like putting your ear to the track. You'll hear something. And you should incorporate it rather than defending it. And so give you an example. You say that it was in 2007, 2008, whatever he did, and no problem. Let me just bring your attention to something that just transpired the other night. Okay? Now, you know that homophobic behavior is just wrong, right? Right? When you attack people and threaten them because of just a mere inference, or their private life, their sexual leanings. Am I correct?
That's not good.
Okay, so here is an email, okay, where Mr. Kalii wrote on February 3rd, Friday, Aloha, Hana, Ehana. Hana, this is what I just got the other night, but it's February 3rd now. We're moving in 2012. So here we go. So we look at this email, and this is your campaign manager out in that district, re-elect campaign manager, and he's saying he wrote it to Mr. Hanalei Aipolani, who is now the chairman of the neighborhood board, correct? So he says, Aloha, Hana. I believe that RJ's labeling of your email address as honey can be misconstrued by many of your community leaders and residents as to the possibility of both you having an inappropriate relationship that can be interpreted as the reason why you have been overextending yourself with helping RJ out and not the residents who were impacted by the project, his project, right? And then I'm just going to say, as a chairman of the neighborhood board, in my opinion, emails labeling, seeing RJ's email labeling to you with the term honey identify your email address on his wall considered to me as being very unprofessional and suspect, especially in the view of fact that his development is becoming controversial topic, which will not look good for you, okay? And send these recent email threads, whereby these would see that RJ's reference to you as honey, quote, this email labeling by RJ could cause a bone of contention, perhaps a conflict of interest, if people assume that you and RJ are secret lovers and not necessarily just good friends. Tom Berg, I rest my case. Whether it was yesterday, today, or tomorrow, it's your decision. And if that's what you want to walk around with a gasoline suit on around people smoking cigarettes, it's your business. It's not mine.
That's a good analogy. I wanted to give you a quick call and just let you know people who sent off emails and name calling or inferences and have things that are very worked up is that I wanted to get with the Tropic Land and the Purple Spot that
right.
I just wanted to say I took a position
mm-hmm.
based on listening to both sides.
Right.
And I listened to both sides
right.
and I felt that that upon mm-hmm. representing mm-hmm. both sides, being both sides council person, that it was fair and the right thing to do was I got criticized, why did I wait till the last minute? And
right.
I says, you know, I made a decision and waited till the last minute because I didn't want to come in with prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to keep and exhaust mm-hmm. all testimony as best as possible, adopt and receive all testimony rather than give one side an advantageous over the other that I wasn't going to listen or mm-hmm. rather not hopefully if the other council members were to say, well, Berg, you already made your opinion, you already made up your mind, you know, why are we even going to listen to all these testifiers?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure it was as open-ended as possible. And
mm-hmm.
I think that the community, as far as Kimo's comments in regards to that, when Alice Greenwood called in regards to the anger management, you know, that could just be residuals, but I'm not privy to what may have transpired that you and I may not know. But it's something, again, that when you're bringing up someone's behavior or attitude or comments or emails, is that there's a time for healing, there's a time for moving forward, and let's work together. But, you know, you can dig up what all you like to dig up, but I wanted to call because I heard my name mentioned a few times this morning.
Yeah.
And just because Kimo has some issues of his own doesn't mean that my camp or campaign or efforts to represent Council District 1 is tainted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say it's like this. you have a guy who you're running for councilman or mayor of a community of Detroit, and you recruit a guy who wears a sheet to the meetings in your campaign speeches. So you,
no, that'd be bad.
Well, you figure it out. And I'm just telling you that if a man can't take and look at this without trying to explain it away, I would say that you might want to look for a new profession, because if I had him on my team with this kind of behavior, the people are telling you this, not me. I'm just here sitting on the radio trying to bring it to surface in transparency, but the talk is out there. So while you may think that you have the right answers, a little word of advice. I would make an assessment as to what my losses are, because they're not, I can tell you, things are looking bad, but it's your business to run. I don't influence politics. I just try to educate politicians. So, but anyway, but you do agree with the Y&I Sustainable Communities Plan, and we can talk about that later and how your office played a role in getting that to facilitate this thing. So we're not going to talk it now. There's other callers. But again, you spoke about, and I appreciate your response to me this morning, because I had gotten conflicting remarks where you had the luncheon out at Kapolei Golf Course, and there was the allegations that it was political, it was a re-elect, and others were people, constituents of yours came and as invited, and that Evelyn Souza's husband paid for the lunch. She said it didn't happen, and I appreciate you calling me back saying it did happen, and thank you.
Sure, anytime.
All righty. Aloha.
Okay.
Good morning. You have a comment or question for Carol? Hello? Well, I do apologize, but this is your city councilman, and I don't want to go on the attack with him, but as you can see, this is, I have hernia now from carrying the amounts of documents, and people are being making whole again, and there are people that, hello, you have
hello.
A comment, a question for Carol?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Go for it.
I have a comment about that lady who spoke that says she was an elder at the meeting at Waianae.
Uh-huh.
I was present at that meeting, and she was outrageously, and she sort of verbally assaulted Mr. Tom Berg, and I don't think she knew what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. And no one did anything, not even the narrator, and it's really an insult. And
Pastor Keela?
I mean, they all was there, and so was Alice Greenwood. Nobody said anything about this lady
okay. And
attacking, and I don't think she really realized that Mr. Berg voted in favor of the elders.
So
it was really disheartening how she acted, and I was listening, and I heard her voice, and I know how she acted, and no one said anything. And she owes the councilman an apology, and she also owns all the kapunas out there, an apology on her action. It sure sounded like a plant for Alex Santiago.
Well, let me ask
you
something.
I'll just listen to you off the air.
Well, no, you can stay. See, this is the kind of activities go on, the snipers. Anyway, let me just tell you, there's a laundry list of behavior, things that show just bad behavior. And I think if this lady's remarks are so painful, then to borrow some of the comments from others, boy, what a terrible delay that you allowed to respond now. It'd take the Carol Cox Show for you to now call up and express your pain and suffrage from the fact that this lady stood up and called someone names. But and this is consistent for the listeners out there. This is, as they say in the South, you take a shoe and you throw it into a pack of dogs, and the one that yelp is the one that got hit. What you see here is guys rallying around there, know they're wrong. And this issue about the Y&I Sustainable Communities Plan. I got the emails where they wrote Doug Chen and wrote one another at the urging of the developer to get this thing moving. See, so while, yes, it's true, Berg voted against that thing, but it's also what an easy way out. He already knew that the council was going to vote for it anyway. They had already passed it, so what a safe passage. Let's be smart about this. The real problem is all of this underlying behavior and the activities that have taken place. And, you know, so this is what you have to be smart. And you're right. Name calling shouldn't take place. But if you saw the emails, I would say you probably need the National Guards at your meetings in the future, because the people have been lied to, manipulated, and and there's a lot of people that are complicit in some of this behavior. So, and they still sit on the neighborhood board, and some have asked that why don't we ask the neighborhood board to resign. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question? Hello? Anyway, this is what goes on in the life of the Carol Cox Show. With I need an army of people, and I will tell you that as a result of I sent those questions to Mr. Kelly. And I sent questions to Mr. Berg, and Mr. Berg got back to me on this one, and he's probably listening. I'm sure they're listening. I mean, you know, when people have things, someone's going to say things about them, they're going to be upset and nervous and what have you to make sure this, you know, and that's human nature. But real briefly, I've asked Mr. Berg to, there's two donations that he received, one from a gentleman out in Waianae area, Waianae Valley area, and then another one in Nanakuli. And Mr. Berg returned one of the checks that we know of, because Mr. Kimo Kealii and others and Berg felt that they didn't want to be associated with the landfill. So that's understood. The questions that I have is that if you got the check, then you cashed it, do you have to report it? And in looking at the expenditures, I don't see any reporting. It appears that the check, the money was held for a while. Good morning. You have a call, comment or question?
Yes, you guys are getting better and better on the radio. Everybody's easing up on the name calling. I saw Terry, what's her name, Miss Taruya?
Mm-hmm.
She was apologizing
mm-hmm.
to the people that she did wrong, so she was going to step down.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Berg is doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Everybody's trying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's very hard to do a good job.
Yeah.
But the main thing is get the point across and everybody understands each other.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Well, you know, always be aware that these elements, and what is so, I call it cunning, is that they call up, like this gentleman, they talk fast, and you go, what's your name, or what's your affiliation? And then they want to insert that last parting shot. Oh, it's Santiago's involved in here. Well, why not Santa Claus? I mean, if you're going to throw a list of names out there, are there other candidates that might run for the city council? This is the kind of nonsense that communities such as the Nanakuli and the Waianae people have to deal with daily. Trickery. In the very near future, we're going to talk about the Nanakuli Bee. And you'll see that there's a gentleman now, he's running for Congress, and his name is Mufi Hanuman. And you'll be entertained with the same kind of behavior where he purposely, and I'm informed, instigated, orchestrated, and all of this purple spot business, this blue spot business, and naming the Nanakuli Bee area as a regional park was all of his doings. And when the vote was done, he called around with Trudy Saito, I'm told. That's the allegations. Good source. Said that he was there policing this whole thing. So it's not just the developer. It's your new congressman. And boy, you're going to send him off, and he's going to have the whole world to manipulate now. And there's a song, he got the whole world in his hand. Well, this guy, imagine Mufi Hanuman with the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, that was someone else. But this is what's plaguing the communities. Whether you go to Gary, Indiana, it's the same craziness. You go to a little podunk town in Mississippi, the same craziness. Few people get the goods, the cheese, and the others suffer. And that's the way it is in America. And Waianae has had its brunt and still has its share of problems. And all of these leaders seem to find their way and present themselves, avail themselves in a fashion that you cause you to pull your hair out when you really look at it and ask them, so what'd you get out of this? You know, so really, you're still driving in the traffic. You're still living in crime, but you work with them to facilitate them so that you can get what? Isn't that amazing? So there is many, many, many things out there that is going on. And again, you know, you got the landfill, the debate, where is it going to go, when is it going to go, where is it going to stay, if it's going to stay at the Wamanala Gulch. All you need to do is find a few willing and able-bodied people, and they'll get the job done for you, apparently. Good morning, Carly. You have a comment or question?
Three cheers for Mr. Carol Cox. You are awesome. I'm telling you, I mean, I'm local, and I know what's going on. I was born and raised in Eva Plantation days, but my gosh, for you to bring this topic out, you know, that's why the Waianae people are still in that situation, mm-hmm. because of the people behind, well, supposed to be helping them,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I'm glad you came out with all the facts, the emails and whatnot. And you know that lady who, according to them, that she's like need treatment or whatever, I commend her. You know, we listeners on the radio,
mm-hmm.
can hear when people like that Berkman, whatever. I knew about him only at a distance. He's running. But, you know, now that I know, listening to your program, I wouldn't believe him. I wouldn't believe him with a 10-foot pole. And that lady, she came out sincere as just one of the, you know, the locals that live there,
mm-hmm.
trying to do something about it. I mean, for her to go to the meeting like that and getting all that feedback from all these politicians, I would be in her situation too.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't deserve to owe anybody an apology because she's paying their bill.
Right.
You know, we paying the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's sad that get people like them. They become corrupt and all behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And only people like you that really bring out the truth. I believe what I was listening, and, you know, as a listener, you can hear the character and the BS on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. I know a lot of people on that side. I am going to go on the bandwagon and make sure that he doesn't get in. Whatever he's voting for now, I'm going to do my own research,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thank you, Mr. Cox, because I know I watch you on television when you're always there, you know, trying to better our community and whatnot. And I as a listener,
mm-hmm.
I'm aware, and I do appreciate you.
Well,
so,
thank you,
anyway.
And I appreciate listeners like you. You get the message.
We know what's going on about Moosey like that. Oh, we know. I never voted for him, period.
Yeah.
I like him, you know, as a person. When I meet him in public,
mm-hmm.
he knows me too, but forget it. He ain't getting my vote. Oh, embarrassed, you
right.
know.
Right.
What he turned out to be, all the behind-the-scenes kind of thing they're doing. Oh, I'm so disappointed about right. what can you do, right?
Right. Well, thank you,
Carly. Keep up the honesty. I really
right.
appreciate it. And give us all the facts.
All right.
I would believe you with all my heart, honestly. To me, you are one of a kind.
Well,
like
thank
K108.
You. All righty.
Okay.
Yep. K108 is a place. Thank you. Good morning, Carly. You have a comment or question? I'm sorry that you feel free to call. Feel free to call back if you like. Anyway, what is going on here is that this is not trying an attempt to maim or do anything with anyone. And as I was saying in mid-sentence, mind you, you know my history with Mrs. Patty Teruya, and we've had shows and talked about some of the activities, and I understand that she has doing a great many things. She resigned from the board, And I took a chance of writing her and asking her the same questions. Now, the same questions that I sent Kimo Kelii, and I called a couple of other neighborhood board members in Nanakuli, and a couple of them talked to me off the air and refused to write me any answers. But believe it or not, and I shouldn't say believe it or not, Miss Teruya, of all of our relationships that we've had, and she's the only one that wrote and answered my questions. She didn't come back with any excuses, not blaming the other fellow, not telling me some lady called another person a bad name, didn't tell me that someone was ratting her out or anything. And I understand she, so let's follow her and keep your eyes on her. I believe you're going to see a person that is really, and I think I know because I got her answers from that. And I am so, so thankful to see a human being that amongst all of them, they're all saying she's tainted and no one's going to listen to her. I'm going to tell you something. As long as she can give me the facts and is willing to, it is not my role to judge anyone. My purpose, and I dictated this to myself, is to serve the community and try to make it better. That's all I'm doing. I'm not judging. So I would say if she comes to me, guys out there, if you think you the rat, well, I'm going to tell you. If she comes to me and gives me anything, I will accept it gladly, and I will sit here on the show and talk about it, and I'm going to try and beg her if I could ever get her to win my trust. To come on, because I know that what I've seen in her answers to that one document, the same questions that I asked Kimo Kelii, who refused to answer them, but boy, did he write, and I'm going to post that email that he responded to me, and you'll see for yourself. So, good morning, caller. Come in a question.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You said that I ran away. I didn't wait for your question.
Let me
clarify.
No. Stop.
I was at a meeting on Waianae, and you know, Luke, I think it was Alex Greenwood said that you need some anger management, the kapunas, and you do.
Well, caller.
And this lady who was out.
You can call back if you want to be civil. You don't call up here and talk and then in spurts and then hang up and leave. So if you'd like to call in and be civil, I'll let you talk. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question? Hello, caller. You have a comment or question? What the heck is going on with this one? Anyway, call back. Somehow the buttons got stuck here. But again, when you call up, if you notice, just start rambling on. And my goodness, it's like just offer your facts. There's no, you don't come. And when you talk about Alice Greenwood was there, just tell me your statement and we'll let you talk. Anyway, again. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Hi. Yes, please. Anyone that calls the elderly clown should not be involved in any political or any kind of, community meeting or whatsoever. I am a senior citizen myself, and to be called people a clown, just that word itself, it is totally... I am disgusted from if that is a fact.
Oh, it is a fact. I read it from an email here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. Anyway, I don't want to joust with callers on the phone. It's not my practice, and it's not. But, you know, when a person is willing and able to just call up and start spouting, then hang up, and you can call back and share us your thoughts. But anyway, this is... painful. For me, I see these neighborhoods. I see these communities, whether it's Waimanalo, whether it's, as I said, Gary, Indiana, or some town in Indiana or Illinois where the community sits next to a chemical plant or what have you. And not only does the plant get set, it's situated in that community, the actual policing and maintenance and protection of the community from the existing plant gets watered down because of the politicians and their team. And, you know, for example, just to show you, some of these people, I got a call the other day, and jokingly, but it's true. They, from the, I spoke to Berg's person, it was told to me, and I contacted her, and this was, you know, whether it's comical, humorous, factual, I don't know, but I had to ask this question of her, Evelyn Souza. I had been informed that someone amongst them had taken pictures of myself and Eric Ryan at a bar drunk, and we were fighting over something, whatever it was. Now, imagine, but if someone stands up and calls Tom Berg a name, it's worth it. But you see, I offer that to say to you that there's a lot of things going on and things that occur. While they are all talking about community, when you call down to Berg's office, and if you're not, I'm beginning to see the picture. It happens in the city anyway, but you pay to play. So one of those gentlemen, and this is, now, mind you, this is the way it unfolds, and I have the emails, and I don't have the time to read through each one of them. There is a gentleman in Waianae that wants to open, his name is Colonna, Blake Colonna, he wants to open up trail riding up in Makaha Valley, up in that area. And somehow he gave a $2,000 donation to Tom Berg. The donation was picked up, and I have the emails where they were back and forth, and it was Ms. Patty Teruya who went and communicated with this gentleman. So what I'm saying to you is that while we saw Mr. Berg on TV talking about, well, he was going to hire Patty or not, but in reality, she was actually working with him as of that January 4th date, and she was actually going to get donations. And somehow, and I have the emails here where there was a letter written to try and talk about building business. Now, mind you, these buzzwords, going to build sustainable business and improve the community economics and what have you. But the bottom line is, you give me $2,000, and it's just so happened I'll write some legislation for you or introduce a bill or some resolution so that we can move forward, and I'll support your horse, Malaki. So that is what the real issue. It's not the name that you call me. It's a game that you play. So we know the guy running down the court with a whistle in his mouth and striped shirt, he's called the referee. We know the player with the red suit with the ball is the offense. We know the guy without the ball is the defense. We know the guy sitting on the sideline is the coaches. And they're all seeking to get something. Ball in the net and to win. So here's the problem. How do you know the guy that's sitting on the sideline that's in each one of those positions and working in collusion with one another? What is the outcome of the game? They hide it from the referee. He can't detect it. So, and they shave the points and what have you through a game. So we don't need that behavior within communities and neighborhood boards and what have you. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question? Good morning. You have a comment or question?
I have a comment.
Yes, go ahead.
Carol, this is Evelyn Souza.
Thank you. Good morning.
And I cannot but help chime in with this latest. I mean, if you want to go at it with the Nanakuli Neighborhood Board, so be it. But once you start bringing up people under the guise of this horse trail with Blake Colonna, I think you've kind of stepped out of the parameters of what this office does for their constituents. mainly Mr. Colonna has
you have your
phone.
You have your radio up. Can you turn it down?
I'm not even near the radio.
Well, you're near.
Okay, here it is. In the guise of the Colonna issue, he is a constituent. Yes, it's been purported that he's my nephew. I think we had this conversation. His grandmother was my mother-in-law's best friend way back in the day. That's the relationship. But Mr. Colonna and his wife have worked so many years, way before...
I don't have four more minutes, so get to the point.
The idea is, it seems like you're slanting this thing that we do preparatory, things for other people outside of the norm, and this is not true.
I see. Well, the norm...
So what I'm saying to you is, Mr. Colonna has not done anything wrong. There's nothing underhanded about a six-year-old plan that he intends to implement, if he hasn't already, mm-hmm. for the business development in the West Side. Now, with that said and done, I would hope that would put that to rest.
Well,
I am so livid by
what
I'm hearing.
I understand you are, but and you're drawing conclusions. No one said that he did anything wrong. I said
but the implication.
Well, no, there's no implications.
Yes, there is, Carol.
Evelyn,
you put it as if Tom went ahead and was going to do legislation for him. For what? This is something Joe Blow could have come up with.
Well, I wish you had a call earlier because I would have given you much more time. But what I will say to that is that when you project something that isn't what was stated, and secondly, I didn't say anything on air about him being your nephew. So when you offer
no,
all
but
of that,
I'm telling you, well, if we want to lay everything on the table, you and I have had this conversation, but you tend to pick and choose what you say, and I think that's a disservice.
I understand. Well, for example, you told me that your husband didn't pay for the luncheon at Copley Golf Course.
You know what
wait, stop.
I said I did not remember. I know we paid for Patty.
Listen,
and we paid for Celeste. No, Celeste paid her own. Yeah. But you see, it's irrelevant. That issue is moot, Carol, because you keep insisting it was a campaign meeting.
I understand.
There lies where we would have to have it documented. The meeting was not that.
Well, I would have documented if I was you because I have the emails, and then I have the letter that he wrote to Josh Green because people attending the meeting said, we'll support you if you write up a marijuana dispensary bill.
Unless you have it in writing. The gist of the thing was that with the constituent again, that was opening up a business establishment and had certain things that he wanted to see come to fruition. Now, we're not...
Well, this is what I would say.
We can't play
we
can assert our... investigation or inquiry. And that's exactly what Tom Berg did. Right. He made an inquiry.
Right. And then he wrote up and what have you. And then on one hand. So what I would say, if you'd like to come on air and if you can just talk without jumping to conclusion and drawing, because I'll give you the documents and you can see for yourself.
Well, like I said, Carol,
No. I will give you the documents.
You called me about them.
I will give
you
the documents.
We've had this conversation, but yet you keep bringing it up as if it was something that was very juicy. And I find that very
why is your husband buying lunch for people that are coming to meet the constituents?
No, that's what you're saying. I'm saying Franklin paid for us. No, you also told me there was a $350 bill.
I didn't tell you anything. One person can draw up a bill of $1,000, so I don't see the
logic. Well, that did not happen. Not on my pocketbook.
Well, anyway.
You also said he used a charge card. There's no such animal. There is nothing.
I asked the question.
Well, the question you asked,
I gave it to you
wholeheartedly. It was truthful.
Well,
but now
I would say,
I feel like I'm being maligned because I have an association with the elected official who is doing his duty.
Okay. Well, in what vein, I appreciate it. If you'd like to come on, I'll gladly grant you time. I wish you hadn't called so late. I would love to let the listeners hear the full story, but we can do that later.
I would prefer not because
this is an example of what
my conversations with you produce. I'm out. I'm totally out.
Thank you so very much.
All right,
and
Carol.
Your boss sent the letter confirming what I asked that you denied. So anyway, welcome to Team Berg, folk, and that's what you get when you vote that way. So thank you all, and I don't mean to be rude, but documents don't lie, folk, and that's just the way it is, and I do my homework. And thank you again for listening, and I hope that you'll join in next week because I intend to continue to follow this, and we'll talk about the other people with the rail that documents that we have. So thank you again.